Hello, welcome to the last episode of Ironman Prep. So this is episode 16, and today we're going to run through how race day went itself. So today is Friday. I apologize for not uploading this sooner, but basically, long story short, we were in the process of changing broadband provider. So I had a pretty rubbish internet provider for the last few days. Had that all fixed on Wednesday. Ended up getting food poisoning on Wednesday evening. So I was pretty much knocked out yesterday. But let's run through what the day was looking like. So took off from Heathrow to Lisbon on Thursday. And I don't know if you were aware, but there was like a terrible storm going on at that time. I think it's called Storm Babette. So we took off at 8 a.m. Horrendous flight, turbulence all the way through. People on the flight were crying and praying and throwing up in the back. Won't mention my brother's girlfriend, Josie, who was sick four times the flight. So we ended up having to circle for a number of hours before they actually let us land. And then in the end, they decided they weren't going to let us land. And they ended up diverting us to Faro. So we sat on the tarmac for a few hours in Faro. And then we actually managed to land at about 4 p.m. So it ended up being about an 8-hour journey rather than obviously the 2 hours that it should have been. So not the ideal preparations. I didn't have food with me there either. So I was sort of relying on, obviously I was in the middle of a carb load in theory. And obviously didn't have enough food on board the plane to fuel this athlete's body, and probably not enough water either. But eventually we landed. So we landed in Lisbon at about 4 o'clock, as I said, and then made our way to the Airbnb. So by this point, I've actually ended up missing check-in day. I'd had an email already saying because of how bad the weather is in Qashqai, that I would not be able to pick up my bike till Friday. So I wouldn't be able to even really get out on the road and try it out at all. So it was a case of getting in the early Friday morning, getting the bike, checking the bike in, and then realizing that I had to then take the bike back to our Airbnb to then go and wait till 3 p.m. for the athlete check-in. So all in all, not the greatest start to the Ironman race weekend, but out of my control, really, that one, isn't it? So next few days, few hours, all focused on making sure I'm getting enough water, getting enough carbs, really sleep as well, trying to come into the event as well rested and as fresh as possible with as many carbs and as well hydrated as possible. So went through obviously all the check-in process, and then we come to Friday night, nice early night, I think 1 o'clock in the morning, start hearing, I don't know if it's another apartment or a bar, starts having a karaoke night. So sleep was not probably as good as it should be. Had a nice early wake-up call. So I was up at about 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30, to get breakfast in me to make sure that I could let that get in, digest, get back out of me, ready for race day so I could go in feeling as good as possible. So race day itself, made my way to the transition area, just do my last few checks. Put the bottles on the bike that I'd mixed up, which had my carbs and my electrolytes in it. Put those in the transition area and then made my way towards the water, ready to swim. So as I mentioned before, we had the tail end of this storm. Seemed fine though, everything seemed pretty calm. Got into the water, was swimming absolutely incredible. Obviously the start of the race, first, I think, 2,000 meters easy. I was absolutely flying. Felt really comfortable going past everyone in front of me. Obviously, not everyone, I would be winning the race, but yeah, it was definitely a pace that was taking on a lot of my competitors. And then as it got to the turning point, and it obviously got to the deepest part of the ocean for the actual race itself, it got quite choppy. And I was sort of losing track of my sighting of a lot of the boys. And then when I looked up for the next time, I realized I was well off course. So the waves or the current started to sort of pick up and brought me a little bit further out into the sea than I needed to be. So I had to make my way back onto the course. So that sort of derailed my swim a little bit. I hadn't actually checked until now, just before I was ready to make this video, as to what my swim time was last year, but I thought this year was quicker, but I was wrong. So last year, I managed to do the swim in 1 hour, 11 minutes and 19 seconds. This time, it was 4 minutes slower. So it was 1 hour, 15 minutes and 22 seconds. So obviously already starting this race at a bit of a disadvantage in terms of trying to chase a better time. But I didn't know that at the time, and I thought I'd done pretty well with the swim. So got out of the swim, out of the transition area. So the transition area is quite a long, so it's a long run into the transition where you pick up your bike. So did the runner there, luckily got to see my family, which is always amazing once you've got out of the water. Made a way into that transition area and got onto the bike. Now the bike course had slightly changed this year, which I also didn't realize. So they've made more elevation, they'd added more hills into it. So my hopes of obviously getting a faster time this year, I was assuming that was on the same course, but it was a more difficult course this year, which is fine. So I'm on about 20 minutes into the bike, and the way they've got the bike is it's you finish part of it up a hill, you then turn around at the top of the hill and then come down. So as I was on my way up the hill, I could see one female athlete on the floor, face full of blood and not moving. And what had happened with her is she was, I don't know if she was coming up and another athlete was coming down, and she collided. So when you're going down these hills, for me, I'm not the most, I'm quite cautious down the hills. So I was still hitting nearly 60 kilometers an hour. So someone who's really going to blast it down there would be going even faster. So I imagine she's collided head on with someone coming up the hill and she's coming down, or vice versa. So she did not look in a good way. And obviously that puts thoughts in your head about how dangerous this sport really is. I mean, sometimes you think about it as just swimming, cycling and running, and you think they're quite safe sports, but it's pretty common for people to die in the water on the Ironman events. I know someone did in Portugal last year, if I'm not mistaken. I know people died in Ireland this year for whatever reason. And on that bottom, even I think in one of the World Championship races, a cyclist died this year. But it can happen. And it was another part of me that thought, yeah, this is definitely my time to say goodbye to this sport, mainly for the enjoyment that I've not really had in training for this. I think you've really got to love this sort of thing to keep it up and to really consistently get better and better. Because if it's something you're really forcing, a bit like anything, a bit like for people I work with when they're going to the gym, if it's not something you love, it's that much more difficult, and you're probably going to not get as great a result as you could have done. But I digress. So that was the start of the ride. It was, to be honest, it was a nice ride. The only problem is obviously that storm made it windier on the ride. So there was a lot of parts that were the harder than they probably need to be. And obviously, as it's a coastal route on a lot of the ride, you're exposed to the elements pretty much. But that being said, harder course, more wind, still managed to shave off just short of 20 minutes off that bike ride. So I'm pretty pleased with that, because I honestly felt like my biking had been a little bit less definitely frequent over the last year compared to last year. Hadn't managed to get as many of the long rides as I'd like to. I hadn't ever worked up to the Ironman distance or anywhere close in prep. So that was a good result. So 20 minutes shaved off that. Then moved into the run. And to be honest, as soon as I got off the run, my legs were feeling great. And I was like, we can do this. We can really get a good time on this marathon now. So I was about 15, 16K into the marathon. And then my legs, actually, I'm not sure if it's my legs or my head, were just like, I'm going to need to walk. So that's what I ended up doing. It ended up being a walk run. So I did 15 or 16K pretty comfortably. And then mentally or physically, I just gave in a little bit there. One thing that was really nice, though, I actually saw my brother, and he had rented a bike, and he was cycling next to me for a lot of the ride, a lot of the run. So that was just really nice, because I've spent the last, 8 hours just with my own company without anyone to talk to. So it was nice, obviously, to see my brother and to chat with him. So ended up finishing the marathon in 4 hours and 44 minutes, compared to last year, which was 5 hours and 12 minutes. So what does that work out as? Nearly a 30 minute quicker this year compared to last year. So all in all, we lost 5 minutes on the swim. We gained 20 on the bike and we gained 40 on the run. So overall from last year, we're looking at about 50 minutes faster than last year. Now, I know I was aiming for 2 hours. And I don't know if I can say I feel disappointed, because 50 minutes is still massive. And it was obviously, I'm going to stand by that, definitely for the foreseeable future. But I still feel like there's a bit of unfinished business there. And I'm going to have to wait till I'm at a place where I enjoy the cycling and the swimming again. And then maybe we'll look at getting to that sub 12 hours on the Ironman time. So this year, 12 hours and 38 minutes. I think last year was 13 hours and 27 minutes. So a decent improvement, but some things that I've learned definitely from this prep. Number one, I prepped for too long. I pretty much had a year's long prep where really I should have had it shorter, maybe like a 6 month prep. Didn't put probably enough into my cycling, and the swimming was a little bit confusing while I was so off with that time. Like 4 minutes is quite a big time to lose on the swim. But the only thing I can really think of is that the current had a real part to play in that, because my swimming felt pretty good. I've maybe not hit as many open water swims this year as I did last year, but I've been very consistent with the swimming, and that was maybe a little bit confusing, but maybe the elements is why that was, and me obviously coming off track. But all in all, for me, that is me signing out now of the Ironman journey for now. If I get into it next time, when it's down the line, maybe we're talking probably 5 years at least. Will it be in Portugal? Not sure. Where could it be? No idea. I've not really thought about that. For me now, it's focusing on the next set of events. So I've got High Rocks in a few weeks. From there, we'll then move into a marathon prep. So we'll obviously going to document all that as well. And we'll run through the marathon prep series. From there, we'll move into a backyard ultra. And there will definitely be a time, I'd like to say that there'll definitely be a time when Ironman's back on my radar. But for now, it's been a great 2 years of training for Ironman. I've learned a lot. And I find that every single fitness endeavor that I expose myself to, it just makes me a better coach. Things that I learn from different disciplines, you can then translate to your own coaching, my own training in future. And it just makes me a better, more well-rounded coach, ready to serve more people. And as a coach, as a personal trainer, I think it's very important that you are seen to walk the walk. I love the fact that I'll throw my hat into any ring and see what I can do, see what I can challenge myself to. And I love showing people that no matter if you start as a beginner, like for me, for example, I could not swim, wasn't great on the biking, and definitely didn't love running. But now I've managed to stay focused for a couple of years and really hone in on those skills. I still wouldn't say I'm where I want to be in terms of my ability with all of those, but I'm a lot closer to that goal of being the most well-rounded athlete possible than I was 2 years ago. And for one thing, I probably started things like the cycling, the swimming for the wrong reasons. Oh, I got into triathlon maybe for the wrong reason. I got into it because I wanted to do something that was on my dad's bucket list that he never got the chance to do, which kind of made me find my way with triathlon. But with that, obviously I've learned some great skills. I've found that I can really, really focus. I've definitely built on some mental resilience, less than I think I need still, but we'll carry on working on that. And to be honest, I've really found a passion for running, which I never thought I'd say. I ran when I was younger, like a lot younger. But running has definitely been the one part of triathlon that I've really loved. And I'll continue to run. Obviously, we've got the marathon build coming up very soon. And it will be an integral part of the new program that I'll be launching in the next couple of weeks, which is the Lift Run Dad program. So it'll be an online program, a group online program, so we can offer it an affordable price to all dads. And it will be solely aimed at dads who want to lift, run, and dad. So I'll be running that program alongside all of my marathon prep. And I would love to get as many dads involved in that as possible. So hopefully, if that's something you're interested in, I'll put a link in this video if I can work out how to do it. And there'll be access to that program, which will start off with a 7-day free trial, see what it's all about. But it'll all be combining your running and your strength work in a way that's convenient, effective, and efficient, so you can fit it into your schedule as a busy dad and whatever else you have going on in life. But for me, for Ironman, it's goodbye for now, and I will see you in whatever comes next. Thanks for following along. I'll see you soon.